We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Heat don't win. They did not win. That was awful. They had that little flurry at the end to tie the game. They didn't even deserve that. That was a gold flurry. To end the game, they scored 38 points in the second half, 16 points in that third quarter, which was just abysmal. 16 points in the third quarter, and Jimmy had 10 of them. This was one of those games where you keep playing with fire and you keep hoping that Jimmy Butler is going to bail your ass out in the fourth quarter to win these games, and it's just he can't do it every single game. I mean, on a back-to-back, like, he shot a three in the fourth quarter that just looked like an exhausted, tired player. The Heat have played 5 games in 7 nights. I know the whole squad is tired, but, like, some other guys have to show up from time to time. And this is just indicative of, like, what we've been saying, that with, you know, the Heat, they can't continue to play tight games against, you know, middling teams and just hope that Jimmy puts the team on his back and carries them to the end. So go ahead, bring me out, Brass. Let's meet our cast of characters tonight. What's going on, everybody? And let's find out what everybody is drinking. All right, so it's a depressing, it's depressed drinking, not the most fun. Siobhan, what are you drinking tonight? You're muted.
And now we're not. We're depressed double fisting. Jack Rye, ginger beer, and tea, and some Sauvignon Blanc.
All right.
Yeah.
Double fisting on a loss. I get it. I understand it.
It's a lot Tiff. To let down today.
We'll get to that soon. Tiff.
Yes.
Do they deserve any of your alcohol tonight?
Nope. and make it worse, I'm drinking Stop and Shop water.
Nice.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
More alcohol in that than Solana drinks.
Brass, what are you drinking tonight? You got something fancy, or they didn't deserve it?
I mean, you know, it's St. Patrick's Day. It's honestly a holiday I don't give a fuck about, but I decided to sort of keep up with the theme, so I made a black shamrock.
What?
It's called a black...
A who? You say did what now? No, you said what now?
The Black Shamrock. Come on. Got some Irish whiskey, coffee.
Oh, so the Black Irish.
You calling me out? I'm Irish. My name's Irish. What you got? What's up?
What? My last name is Meeks. What do you think? What you think was happening?
Chris, what you drinking tonight? Everyone, welcome, Christopher Madison from Light Skinned Opinions.
What's up, everybody? Fruit juice with a little bit of vodka in the Mrs. cup, by the way.
The dishwasher was dirty. Joey, what are you drinking tonight?
The Heat did not deserve my Four Loko or my Twisted Tea, so I just stole one of my mom's Blue Moon Belgian White, which I guess isn't much better than the Black Shamrock. So.
Oh. There's a theme with y'all drinks tonight.
Right. Mm.
Joey, your hair looks fantastic.
It does.
Thank you.
I mean, it's,
can I get a close-up of Joey? It's like still and stiff.
That was such an earnest thank you that he gave. He really appreciated that.
Do you go to Duncan Robinson's barber?
Yeah, he wishes.
He right? Duncan wish he looked like Joey.
Uh-oh. I'm saying.
Hopefully Joey can make an open three.
Oh my God.
Let's start with Siobhan. What, in your opinion, I mean, there's a bunch of things, but what went wrong? The number one thing that went wrong tonight?
Jimmy is far too often the only functional basketball player on his team.
Welp.
That's my answer. That's what went
wrong. All right. Well, that's our show for tonight, guys.
No, really. That's it. It's all of the load comes back on Jimmy. They played 5 out of the last 7, and he's tired. Like you said, that 3 he shot went nowhere. Bam gave me some, like, 1 inch off the ground, little jump shots. Like, I understand he being tired also, but Jimmy, I feel, is exhausted. And it's just all what we've been saying, just the war of attrition that's just – plagued and going to continue to plague this roster.
Tiff, we saw tonight, man, you had a lot of minutes from Precious, from KZ. At least Struce came out and showed up, but you just saw what we've been talking about over and over, that this team needs reinforcements. Like the Trevor Ariza trade couldn't have come at a better time. They need shakeup. They need some new blood. They just need help. And they need NBA guys. Like when KZ shot that 3 in the fourth quarter, I damn near threw my TV out the window. And I was just like, you know what? You know what? Like this is the problem. Like KZ can't be playing big fourth quarter minutes in a close game.
And the funniest part, because it's sad, funny, is that he was wide open for the 3.
There's a reason for that.
But here's the best part. He could have took 2 dribbles in and still got a pull up jump shot. No one was near him, and this is the problem I have with this team. It's live by the 3, die by the 3. No one can do anything else on this team, it appears, but Bam, Jimmy, and Goran. Those are the only 3. Everyone else is just letting it fly, and it's like, oh, you could take a couple of steps in.
I mean, get in the paint every now and again. Someone besides Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Chris, on a night the Celtics lost, the Raptors lost, just about everybody in the Heat in the East behind the Heat lost, you could have gained some ground tonight, and you kind of pissed this one away.
A little bit, and I think it's Tiff hit it right on the head there. The jump shots weren't there tonight.
They ain't been there.
They haven't been there, and that's one of the things any team is going to need. You need your go-to plays. That's one thing I think is missing in the NBA this year a lot. Maybe it's COVID-related. And I used to love that about Spo, is that every now and then when you get in those shallow areas, those drought spells, you got to have a play to go to. You know, you got to have something to settle everybody down. And in the fourth quarter here, it turned into – let's see if Tyler can win it for us. And then let's see if random player X could win it for us. And I kept waiting for a play. I kept waiting for someone to say, all right, let's settle it down. Let's try to get 3 straight possessions where we're getting the best shot we can. but it felt like they were trying to win it on like, you know, 2 3-pointers.
Right.
You know? And once Duncan was, once it was clear that he didn't have the magic tonight, everybody was like, well, shit, it's my turn, you know?
Got him.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Joey, I mean, what about Strus? Like,
I mean,
I think he was the lone bright spot tonight outside of Jimmy.
In 8 minutes, he had 7 points and a rebound, you know? In 8 minutes, he should be getting 48 minutes at this point.
Right.
Just play him the whole game. He's just he's a default player. He's not even like, I don't even believe he's a real person. He's just like a basketball player, generic basketball player.
Wait, yeah,
he's like a creative character.
He's the guy that like models. He models the uniforms, but he's not on the team. You're like, who is that guy? I've never seen that guy before. You know what I mean?
But Joey, wait, you got the stats open?
Yeah.
Give me KZ stats.
Oh God. Why are you doing
okay,
this?
Okay, so in 21 minutes, he had 0 points, 0 rebounds, and 1 assist. I mean, you know, he's a facilitator. What could I tell you?
And 1 turnover and 3 fouls.
Negative 14.
Hey, don't take away my man's block, though. He got a little block there at the end.
Yeah, he did. Nice. That was nice.
Got a little block on the end there. You know.
He took back 2 points and gave away for 16, so...
Well, there's give and take. There's give and take.
I don't like this relationship.
Well, we're gonna play a game that we like to play on this show. We made this graphic. I mean, well, Brass did. I don't make graphics. I barely turn on my computer. But we made this graphic, and we haven't been able to use it because the Heat keep winning, which is a good problem to have. But we can finally use it tonight. So go ahead, Brass. What you got?
They kicked our ass.
Wow, that's a pretty cool graphic.
I like that.
I did that myself. Yeah. On my Apple II after I finished a game of Oregon Trail.
It's kind of Atari meets Nintendo meets Neo Geo. You know what I mean? Like the graphics.
You said Neo Geo.
I think some people will get that, yeah.
You have aged yourself, my friend. Hey. I just brought up Oregon Trail, so Siobhan, because people say we don't talk about the other team enough. Who on the other team kicked our ass tonight?
I'm looking, and I'm gonna say D'Anthony Melton kicked our ass tonight.
That's
who the hell is a D'Anthony Melton?
How tall is he by the way?
About 6'3", he got a big offensive rebound at the end of the game.
He got a big offensive rebound.
He stripped the hell out of Tyler.
But it wasn't like he put strength into it either. He just literally reached in.
It was there for the taking. He was holding
all of those plays. In all of those plays, he had more energy than the next two Heat players that were around him, and it was very obvious.
Yeah, he felt impactful. Like. You say, who the hell was he? But every time, like, you heard his name come up in the game, it was on some, like, momentum gain.
I will say this, though. I follow college ball a lot, and I have never heard of this guy. And I always tell Alf all the time, like, yeah, I know all the dudes in college. Who? Like, He went to USC.
He's 6'2", second round pick.
Oh, Chris was probably like, Chris was probably like, Milton gonna be the next D Wade.
You know, I'd be looking for him.
You be having your hot takes.
Yeah. I'm trying to find my GameStop version of second round picks.
They on the Heat.
Everybody sleep on. I can tell you, I don't know but I can tell you who did not kick our ass is Justice Winslow.
2 for 8,
man.
Terrible.
The shot looked the same.
It looked a little worse to me, honestly. I don't know how a ball can come off your hand, like off of the back of your wrist or whatever.
He should try his right hand. He should just switch it a little bit. It looks so awkward.
That's not how it works.
He was a plus 14, second on the team after Melton's plus 20. But listen, as much as I love Justice, every time he shot the ball, I was like, oh, thank God he's shooting.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I was like, I mean, he would shoot a three. You're like, oh, good. Like, as long as him and not anybody else. Tiff, who kicked our ass tonight?
We did.
Oh, I'm saying, who kicked our ass tonight? Yo.
I know. We did.
Precious?
We kicked our own ass.
Oh, shit.
Precious really wanted to play good in that gym. He really
he did. He tried. He, so was, he tried. Yeah. He tried so hard.
He was overdoing everything.
I feel like, though, you know what? Sorry, but I feel like I'm not talking about a professional player when I'm like, oh, he tried so hard. Like, that's not how it's supposed to go right now.
Supposed to be out of the trying hard phase. Just do it.
Chris,
like it's your job. Like you're getting paid to do it.
He's trying to tank his value. Chris,
right.
Chris already told us who didn't kick our ass. Joey, who kicked our ass tonight?
I'm looking.
Or is it just simply D'Anthony Melton?
I think it was just him and his 10 rebounds. I mean, I'm looking at. I'm
but he had
at,
10 boards?
Yes, 10 boards. 6 assists. Six Sneaky. Assists.
Kelly Olynyk had 6 points. Rebounds, and he's like 8 inches taller than him.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top 3 things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. By the way, we did endeavor to have Briante Weber on tonight. I promoted it all day. But Briante is in France. He's in Paris. He is on a completely different time schedule, and the internet and time difference did not agree with us. We're going to try to get him on Sunday. There's a 1 p.m. game. It's going to be a little bit easier for him. But he will be on, or Siobhan says she's going to slash his tires.
Bust the windows out of his car.
Threats.
With love.
Promises. That's Miss Sullivan, huh?
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes 3-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with 2-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
Siobhan, I know you got some plays for us. Are you going to show us the 4 times they scored in the second half?
Nope, I'm going to show you the 1 time they score. No, I got 3 defenses and an offense.
Okay, we ready to do this?
Yeah.
Chris Cody in the chat.
Just some spatial awareness type stuff. Yes, huh? Leave my friend alone.
He is. All right, let's do it.
All right, here we go. I got
you. Soon.
All right, so bringing it up. Pause. So Precious comes up with his person like he's supposed to. Go ahead. Drops a bit. Jimmy fights. Pause. So I feel like Precious is already a little bit lost, or a little bit beat because he's lost. He's a little too far away. Go ahead, play it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no man's land.
Right? Yep. He is in no man's land. And so, right, and so as his, right, that recovery, trying to get back, pause again. So look, so on his recovery, he put Kelly and Gorn in terrible positions. Kelly really is supposed to be guarding Dylan up here at the top of the key, because that could have been a kick up there. But because Precious was so late and the rotations were already mismatched on the other side, we get this duck in that could have been a kick out up top and could have been a kick out to the wing. Go ahead, Brass. What's the second one? Oh. This is your boy KZ, Tiff in transition. We talked about his lack of like transitional awareness. Mm-hmm. Not even gonna speak on this offensive possession. Miss, boom, boom. And pause. Already.
He's,
yeah. KZ is.
He looks like he's in West Side Story.
He's doing karaoke.
He's doing karaoke. My man is warming up. He's getting his hip flexors loose. He's already wrong. Gorin has Dylan here. By duh, Duncan should take the dude with the ball. You got a fourth person coming in. We should have the rest of our people filling in. We don't. Bam's the next person to come in. He's a little bit late. But KZ shouldn't even be concerned with what's happening on the ball right now. This has nothing to do with him. Duncan needs to come stop the ball. You stop the ball, and then you spray to the shooters. Press play.
My man doing the kickball change.
Fuck it. What's happening here? Okay.
Casey.
Pause here. So we get this little clear out. Kendrick comes, play. Pause. Kendrick could cut right here. Precious can give you some type of duck in. He can give you like this little a fade for Max popping to the corner. None of that happens. We get a forced Jimmy shot. Go ahead. Like, we're just nothingness. Or not nothingness, but chances for there to have been something.
You was right.
Okay. Pause. Keep going. My bad. Precious again.
Yes.
Right. So.
Oh, wow. They just ran, stepped into it.
I couldn't even.
Siobhan.
Can you rewind that?
Siobhan, why that look like a high school defense? Two stacked at the bottom.
Is that it? A little bit more ran.
No, I went back.
I wanted to see it again too.
Okay, we'll start from the top.
Yep, tap tap.
No movement. No movement.
All right.
Watch the double stack. He's down. Watch the stack.
Why are they both right there?
Precious isn't guarding anyone.
Okay, he cuts him off.
Oh, now he's guarding.
Look.
Boom. All right.
Max, Max is directing the defense.
Max is telling Precious, bro, get up. Precious is going to come. Ends up coming like on the wrong side. Come on.
He's uncomfortable.
Go Brass. He is uncomfortable. He's like standing. There's no flexion in his.
Because he lost.
There's no flexion in his knees. He's just stumbling around.
He ran directly into the back of Jimmy Butler.
And then last one, this is some offense that I don't think materialized into anything, but it could have. I like just the general action pause. Max started in your corner. He cuts up as if he's going to set the screen. I guess he considers himself slipping it. He dives across the other side of the lane. At the same time, though, you'll have Tyler kind of filling in, and they're running like a simultaneous motion. Bam is going to set a little back screen on Tyler. Go ahead. He does this little wheel route or whatever. Pause. Tyler spaces to being wide open. Jimmy can stop, pivot, kick this out of Tyler.
Why wouldn't he relocate, get to
where Jimmy can see him, and bam, is wide fucking open. Play. And we get a force or a block. So that's That's what I got.
That whole side is wide open. Nobody moved to it.
Mm. Yeah. We look lost today defensively. Precious looked lost. KZ looked lost. And offense, is just bad.
I think you just really made Precious look terrible. I mean, I didn't even realize how bad
she
it was.
She didn't make Precious look terrible.
I didn't realize, but watching the game, like, I didn't even feed none of that shit.
Yeah,
so she actually, just showed that. I'm like, damn, this dude.
I like Precious, but, like, that sort of opened my eyes.
I feel that real time. I feel like losing my mind.
I feel like now it like opened my eyes. Is Precious just standing there just kind of doing this so his hair moves so he looks like really active but he's not really doing anything?
Well, that's why I said he's uncomfortable because when he has to leave the paint, he really doesn't want to. It's like when the adrenaline gets going, it's like he's reverting to playing a college 2-3 zone by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And if his guy is out of the 3-point line, he's like, I'm not going out there.
I'm not going out there.
Yeah, y'all handle that. I'll just run around down here and find somebody.
But then he doesn't even get the rebound. So I don't know what, like, if you're going to sit in the paint, at least Hassan used to get the rebound if he wasn't trying to guard
anybody. You can't block anybody out if you don't even know where you
are. Your person.
Right.
You
know where you are. Well, first of all, we talking about blocking out.
Oh, please. Yeah. We couldn't box out the 6'2 guy from USC.
He caught that right over the top of Dragic's head, too. Like,
Gore was under there like.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man.
Watch your head.
But I mean, Goron looked dead. Jimmy still scored 24 points. Right. He looked tired. Bam is coming back from that knee issue. Listen, we can kill, you know, I'd be wanting to kill Bam a little bit too.
Not today.
Even so, there was sometimes against, you know, you're shooting fadeaways against Valanciunas. Like, just use your athleticism.
He might not have it.
Yeah.
But, listen.
I'm being real.
Bam has it more than has more athleticism than Valanciunas is even hobbled.
Fucking with him,
but that knee, knee.
That's true.
I'm sorry. We do got a lot of young players, and I'm excluding Bam right now because of the knee injury. But come on, these young guys, Nunn, KZ, when he not glitching, they got to start moving. They got to start getting up and down the court. This is ridiculous.
Our offense looked like Prince Philip.
Thank you.
it felt like they heard about that Ariza trade and like, oh, we're safe. Let's go back to being trash again. Like it felt like everybody was playing at a higher level the last couple weeks.
I feel like there's a very big risk that Trevor Ariza could be like Mo Harkless 1.5.
Hold up. Brass, you got the tape?
I feel like it could really be like that.
Brass, you got the tape on Maddox?
Wait, what now?
Remember
what
did he say, man? Alf, you know.
When he was saying that he thought Mo Harkless would be our Jeremy Graham.
No, I wish I pulled that tape.
Yeah.
You've been banned from the show since.
Yeah. I was rooting for Mo Harkless, which is exactly why I don't want to root for this Trevor Ariza situation. Like,
but we have to now.
The Trevor Ariza situation.
We got rid of anti-Semite redacted. To get him. Like, so we're good. I mean, this trade was worth it. This trade was definitely worth it. So.
A lot of people, I think they're talking about Trevor in the closing lineup. I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen.
I mean,
but what he does is give you an NBA player, man. Like that would have been Trevor taking that three instead of KZ Akpala.
It also gives you a player. Like I don't think they didn't talk to Ariza and say, listen, man, we're going to play you heavy minutes, okay?
Yeah.
It's not like a buyout situation where they have to you know, blow sunshine up your ass to get you to want to take their deal. So I think, you know, he's just a body and I think there's certainly a higher ceiling on Trevor Ariza than Myers Leonard, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
So I think
it's listen, that the trade was such a dub. Like that was just an easy dub right there. Like anybody, I haven't seen a single person complain about this trade.
Well, there are people that are complaining that you had to give up a second rounder.
We gave up Anthony Melton.
We gave up 10 rebounds.
Because are you going to believe in this team scouting talent or not?
Right. I mean, they overdubbed.
That's always the side I'm on. I'm always on. Now, lose that argument with this crowd every time.
they'll
Fresh,
find
you're, you're talking about just bodies. There's a stat the Grizzlies guy read out. It said Miami, we are 3 of 12 in games where we've trailed after the third. And that tells me that, yeah, there's no bodies. There's Jimmy has had to expend all that energy to just keep us somewhere level. And when it's closing time, his legs are dead. Bam is or is not aggressive. And there's no one else that Jimmy can look next to, like himself, and see, like, I got that guy.
But there is. They say Hero's the closer.
Because if you didn't know, Spo know. Play all four quarters.
I mean, and actually Tyler was good in the fourth tonight, but it was just so, it was too little too late. Like, I never believed during that comeback that they were going to win the game. Like, I was just like, listen, because it felt like that whole comeback was put together with like bubble gum and popsicle sticks. Like, it didn't feel like no real comeback. It was just like the Grizzlies were just bad too.
Yeah. Well, you would have had to hit. Yeah, they were terrible because they were missing a lot of shots too. Yep. You would have had to hit one of those threes, one of those big shots, either one of the Duncan ones.
And they didn't have it.
What do you mean, one?
If you would have hit one
they shot like six when they didn't need to.
Yeah, but if you hit one of them, that's in those kind of like clutch games, you need a momentum swing. Yeah,
but I those think are not Duncan the odds.
One of them hits one of them, if he hits one. You got a better chance that, you know what I'm saying?
You can't play those odds.
How is he missing so many wide open threes? I got people in my mentions talking to me about like how much easier it is to shoot threes in rhythm. Bro, I understand that you can also get yourself in some rhythm when you're wide open. Right. Take a dribble, a side dribble, one. And that's just what you're like practice
or
shots.
How about not rush? Right. And set up your offense.
Like that. How about get an offensive rebound? I mean, get a rebound.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's why I just felt like it was not going to work out just because like they couldn't rebound. It literally, like Chris said, it's just like the Grizzlies scored 87 points tonight, guys. Like,
the defense was on point, though.
And the defense has been on point, but they're winning these games by dragging other teams into the mud.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been doing it, and they've been winning this way. But the offense has been garbage.
Yeah.
And like tonight was just indicative of that. And then it was just like, so you're watching them pull off this comeback. They don't have that kind of firepower.
No.
Like,
well,
they just run out of gas.
And part of that running out of gas is the fact that Jimmy was guarding Morant down the stretch.
Yeah.
And so, and Morant is he's a super athletic go-getter. You know what I mean? So, there's no resting there, even if the ball isn't in his hands. I can't believe they went to Kyle Anderson for that last shot, big forehead buddy.
They didn't really go to him.
He
got the outlet, and he was smart. He said, I'm going to the basket, which we don't do.
We never do.
Thank you.
We never do that.
It wasn't called for him. He just looked up and said, oh, okay, let me just go to the basket.
Did anybody else notice that, like, Kelly Olynyk and Kyle Anderson – are like almost the same player in their like body language, the way they move.
Slow-mo.
They both have like, if they were on NBA Live, they got like a 45 in acceleration, and like a 57 in agility. Like
I was gonna say like a 32 in agility.
Man. Yeah, they move like so weird, both of them. But they're
Canadian cookie. Too.
No, he's just got a really big forehead.
Why does the KG Akpala's uniform fit?
Why it's a medium?
It doesn't even. It looks like
he youth
look
large.
Like it looked like he got his at the swap shop. Like, he didn't even get his.
It's not even official.
He got one from the gift shop, like,
it's
earlier.
It was like somebody's teenage son, like one of the guys on the board, his teenage son had a jersey on. It's like, give him that jersey. He's got to play.
No.
You in the crowd. Give me
the
crowd.
Out there, kid.
He got the uniform that said he wasn't playing.
Yeah.
That's the uniform for when you go and do like community service events and stuff. They're like, yeah, wear that one.
He gave him the pennies. He gave him
turn that shit inside out. Reversible.
That's the uniform. That's a uniform for when the TV show doesn't have the rights to the NBA. Like Married with Children when Body Peacock was on that bitch.
That was a uniform. That was a uniform they thought they were going to give Giannis.
That's a uniform from the guest appearance on The Game. When
it was like The Game, exactly. Yo, can't use real logos.
BBA.
He got that Just Right jersey.
Oh.
Oh man. Oh, speaking of movies, we got the we have the Miami Heat movie casting that we've been trying to put together. Brass, I think you got some more some more characters lined up.
For those of you who missed it, we were going over this with Lorenzo Rodriguez last show.
Shout out to Zoe from the Levitard Show, by the way. He's not even on the Levitard Show anymore, but we're still gonna call him Zoe from the Levitard Show. That's he was amazing.
That name sounds like he'll stab you. Lorenzo Rodriguez?
Lorenzo?
That sounds like he'll
carry on power.
Yes, right? That's exactly it.
I gotta go see Lorenzo about this money.
Lorenzo who? Lorenzo Rodriguez.
Nigga, oh, you don't want to mess with him. You don't want to mess
with him. Switchblade Lorenzo? I like, you know, he shank feels like the butterfly knife. You know?
Just like, he just shanking.
So they're making a Showtime Lakers movie. We're a little jealous.
Is that where this came from?
Yeah, that's where this came from. So we're like, Adrian fuck them. Brody's they have no history. We have a much better history than they do. So we're going to do a movie instead. So I think we got Pacino as Riley, I think would be great. We're really going
perfect.
For the Oscar.
That is perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
We're going for Oscar contention
really?
Here.
Oh. A little short, but it'll work.
Yeah, it's fine. Well, don't worry about the heights. I mean, just wait till we get to the players. We're going to have some issues with the height there.
Yeah.
What's his famous line from? Oh, Scent of a Woman.
And we got Fat Jonah Hill from Andy Ellisberg.
Wow. Jonah Hill's going to be so mad at you. He's going crazy with anybody who says when you speak.
No, it's great. He's a great actor. So we were discussing some other. So we showed the last
one. It's fine.
So, this is fine. Lorenzo had an idea. He thought Brian Cox as Mickey Arison. And turns out,
you can barely tell the difference.
Yeah, I thought that was really good.
That is really, really good. So
he kind of also looks like a fat Don Johnson.
You're not wrong.
That's Don Johnson.
Could have been.
He does look like Don Johnson.
Because Don Johnson is fat Don Johnson right now.
We're going for Oscars here. I don't know if Don Johnson is really going to net you an Oscar. We got our first player here. So we got for UD, Sam Jackson.
I'm sick of these motherfucking jazz. On this plane.
And a motherfucking racism.
That's right.
Look at the big brain on Brad.
Yes.
Say what one more time. Say what.
I'm putting hands on all you niggas.
He was saying that shit to KZ in the locker room. He was reading that motherfucker the Bible verse.
Yeah.
Is anger. If you take one more three in the fourth quarter, motherfucker.
And I think this one is going to be a deleted scene. I'm not sure they're going to even get to filming this one, but we cast them anyway. So for Myers Leonard, we're going Ed Norton.
Wait. We supposed to be using American History X.
Well, yes. That is American History X, but it's not my. I mean, listen, we're going for some sort of accuracy. We got to have the stupid hair.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Joey. He said stupid hair, and I'm.
Whoa! I did not say that. Joey rocks that hair much better.
Yeah, fuck Myers Leonard.
That's right. That's right.
It's terrible hair.
We'll roll out some more of these, so you can send us some comments of who you think. We're gonna keep going down, man. We're gonna do a couple of these every show. So
I watched that American History X movie one time.
That's all you need to see it.
That's it. And the curb scene. And after
that's
that,
it.
It's bad. That's it.
I see the name on like the guide sometimes, and I like skip
that's,
down.
That was the real curb stomping.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I can't believe Myers Leonard did that.
My Myers. We talked to you about this. Curve comment. Jeez. Bro, tell your wife to help you clean this up and get out.
She'd do a chick shot.
I love all the
this black shamrock is delicious.
I loved all the memes of like the Godfather talking to Carlo. Basically, you know, Riley talking to Myers, like, yeah, we're going to ship you out of here. Don't come back, bitch. And then choke his ass out in the car. Because they sent him to OKC to just get Wade. Like, do you think he'll ever – oh, before I do that, Brass, I just decided – I think we should do this. Give us suggestions for the movie and use the hashtag Miami Heat movie for the players. We need Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Chris Bosh. We're probably going to cast a Velociraptor. We need Mario Chalmers. We need Chris Quinn. We need what's his face?
Spo is a tricky one.
The Rock. Spo is
I said The Rock for Spo. Okay. I thought that was perfect.
The Rock for Spo?
Right.
Just racially ambiguous. Just. You know,
no, you need the guy who played Detective Jimmy Woo on WandaVision for sports.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
I remember his actual name. He's a great actor, though.
Randall Park.
Yes, yes.
He could spit too, by the way.
Yeah. Yes. I saw that movie when he was like freestyling or whatever. He was dating a girl. Well,
yeah, he's pretty raw. But use the hashtag Miami Heat movie. Tag Miami Heat Beat or Brass Jazz or myself or anybody. Just use that hashtag. And start giving us some of your
that's the best one.
That's it.
Oh my gosh.
They gonna do it too.
But I have a question for you guys. Do you guys think that Myers will ever play in the league again?
I think it'll have to be like what's your boy who was on the bullying scandal here with the Dolphins?
Richie Incognito.
Richie Incognito. It'll be a situation like that. Man. He'll be off the team.
Joey
did
that real
while.
Quick.
Yeah, he'll be off the scene for a while, and then somebody who he has a good relationship with will like scoop him up. And next thing you know, he'll be on like
right.
G-League
but Richie Incognito was good.
No,
yeah. He was good.
At one point, he was good.
And also, that's football. Football is a different.
It's a different right.
Yeah,
cast of characters.
You know.
Yeah.
You say some racist shit in football, they just call that Tuesday.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not as racially and diversely sensitive as the NBA is.
I think he might have lost both of us. He might not play in the league again, and he probably can't stream anymore.
No, he got booted off the Twitch for sure.
You
no,
think dude. He can play like overseas, like maybe like the Maccabi Tel Aviv team?
Or maybe he could play in Germany somewhere. You know.
Oh, man.
The Berlin Bad Boys or something. the
Dirty Beer.
He fit right in.
Yeah, you never know.
Berlin Bad Boys.
Or just go play for the Jazz.
Hey, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a sensitive one. Yeah. My next retort was going to be something about Mormons, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that he ever plays a game in the league, though.
Don't get us canceled, Matt.
I was about to say, Chris, don't get us canceled.
Don't get us canceled.
I don't know that he ever plays again in the league, though.
I mean, and he also wasn't, like, good.
Yeah.
Right.
But he was serviceable. If I play devil's advocate, he was serviceable. And there's always room in the league for a 7-foot guy who's serviceable. You feel me?
You can't be serviceable and racist. You got to be good and racist.
Yeah. He's serviceable in being racist.
I need an adequate racist over here.
Yeah.
These others just aren't cutting it.
It's hard to find decent racists these days. Inadequate.
You can't have
Lord.
You can't have a racist on the bench. Like, a racist got to be a starter. You know what I mean? Like, you can't ride the bench and be racist.
But this is now, let's look at it at this angle. Do you really think other players are going to hold it against him? Like, clearly the public, that's a harder road to hoe. But, I mean, teammates and things, he seems to be a good teammate, you know? And
Or go ahead, Alf.
I think their teammates will forgive him. I mean, they probably already have. Like, his teammates probably already have, like, hey, you know, Myers, you fucked up. You know, we told you don't be on stream all the damn time. Like, everyone said, you know, because you're going to end up saying some fucked up shit. They probably told him, don't be on stream all the time, and he did the shit anyway. But
like, yeah, I mean, players also told him that, yeah, you can stand for the anthem, but, you know, deep down, they're like,
this exactly. is fucked up. Yeah, so I think this was the straw.
I've heard snippets of UD and Andre's press.
Andre's was like,
Andre was like, y'all need to hold him accountable, not his teammates, not the that one.
Only matter of time.
What a fall from grace, just from going, you know, from a first stringer to a second stringer to third Reich, you know.